It's Energy FM Sport. Kim and Haley here from the Manx Hockey Association. Good evening.
Good evening.
And first of all, we're going to start off with the indoor cup finals on Monday. What an event that was. Fast-paced, furious, a few bad-tempered players on the pitch. It was all very exciting, wasn't it?
That's your first experience, JP, of hockey, isn't it? Really, apart from tour hockey, which we'll just not talk about really on the radio. I don't think it's appropriate.
But I think next week's review show, we might talk with James Russell about tour hockey, but for today, no, we don't have to. But no, it was fast and furious. It was mega.
Yeah, it was a really good night. We started off with the mixed indoor finals. That was Valkyries against Vikings, and it was a really good game. We haven't played indoor for quite a few months now. The indoor league was in from September through to December, so we've been trying to fit the finals in for a few months, but put that in finals week because we've got all sorts of things going on at the moment, and that was the first game and it was really good. I think that Vikings probably would admit they had a bit of a shock on Monday night because they did have quite a heavy defeat, which they probably wouldn't have been expecting. I don't think anybody would have been predicting the scoreline to be quite that high for Valkyries to win by that many goals, but it was a great performance by Valkyries, and I think on the night they did deserve that victory.
I think they did deserve the victory. 11-3, I'm not sure. I think it was just everything they touched seemed to turn to gold in that first game a little bit.
Did, especially with the likes of Greg Miller and Gareth Morris playing. They're really good indoor and you can't fault them for anything they do. And especially with Greg Miller's short penalty corners, I don't think anyone wants to get in the way of them, even the goalkeeper at sometimes with the kit on. But I do think they did have the better players and they did play the better hockey. And obviously that was proven in the first round when they beat us in the league standings. And then we met them in the final and they took advantage of that and took it on the night.
And business as usual for Vikings ladies.
Yeah, it was a good result for Vikings ladies. The full-time score was 4-0. I think that it was a great game. Some of the girls have been involved in the mixed indoor finals, so fresh legs brought into both teams. And I think it was a great game.
It was, and of course men's finals as well went to Valkyries.
Did indeed. Vikings not having their full strength squad out, but I know that they did try their best on the night and nevertheless didn't look completely out of it at any point. But the full force of Valkyries men came through and they took it quite easily in the end.
And there's a full report on the Energy FM sports pages, energyfm.net. Let's move on to this weekend and we'll start with the men's cup final this Saturday at the NSC. Backers A taking on Valkyries A.
I think after last weekend's mixed result, I think backers will be coming out in full force and I think they'll really want to take this cup this weekend. Valkyries, you know, they have got a strong men's team, but they've been unable to beat backers this season and backers have taken two wins and a draw from Valkyries. They are the only team, Valkyries, to have taken a point off backers this season, so I know that was a little bit of a hot pull right at the end of the season because I know they did want to go whole season without dropping a point, so I'm sure they'll be up for it this weekend. I know they've got a couple of players back in. Matt Dyson's back in goals. Will Wood's back because he was meant to be playing cricket last weekend, so I know there'll be strength there, but unfortunately not sure about Valkyries. I know Gareth Morris obviously did miss cricket last weekend, but then it was called off in the end, but whether he'll miss it again this weekend and the likes of Ollie Webster will return or not, because he'll have cricket for Ramsey as well, little unsure, so it could really go either way depending on what squad to get out.
Pick a winner.
Backers.
Hayley?
I think I'm probably going to have to go with backers on this one.
Right, okay. Ladies' Cup, Vikings A taking on Castletown A.
Yeah, this one's going to be an interesting game when these guys have met each other in the season so far. Vikings have come out on top. They've won two games 5-0 and the other game they won 7-1. So Vikings do look the favourites going into this. But Castletown are tough competitors in this competition. They had a great result against Valkyries, who finished second in the league. So I think Castletown can pull out a really good game on the day. And it is a cup final. And Castletown do well in cup finals. It isn't too many seasons ago that they did take this cup, so I think it could go all the way on the day. It just depends entirely on who they have out in the squad. However, I'm going to have to go with the favourites. I'm going to have to go for a Vikings win.
Into the plate, men's plate final, Backers C versus Castletown C at the NSC, 3:35.
Bit of a turn up for the Bucks in this one. This is third playing fourth in the league into the cup final, so I'm sure both of them will be quite happy after taking results from the first and second winners of this league. Ramsey getting knocked out by Backers C in the first round, and then Valkyries B getting knocked out in the second. So I know that they'll both be up for this, although Backers C have got a very strong side in this cup because they haven't got a B team in the cup. So I know that in the plate they're strengthened really well. The likes of Tim Lehman and PVB really bring on the youngsters in that team. And on edge, Castletown C should really win this because of the results that have gone for them in the league. But you never know, Backers C could push them all away, and I even think it might go down to penalties.
And finally, ladies' plates, it's Harlequins A taking on Castletown A.
It's great to see Harlequins in this final. I think they'll be looking to get some silverware for this season. They just were second in the division. They came runners-up to Vikings B. Those two met each other in the first round of this cup competition, and Harlequins did come out the winners there. They managed to knock out the champions Vikings B in the first round, so they've really managed to take that momentum forwards in this cup competition. Castletown C have had a good run through this competition as well to get themselves into the final. They had a great win over Valkyrie C. They just edged that one 3-2 in a really competitive game. I think on the day it's probably going to go to the stronger of the two teams, which will be Harlequins.
So the fixtures in the men's cup, it's Backers A versus Valkyries A. The ladies' cup sees Vikings A taking on Castletown A. In the men's plate final, Backers C entertain Castletown B. And the ladies' plate final at the NSC, it's Harlequins A versus Castletown C. Full results on Supersport Saturday from 4:30.